And I got the man here, O.H. Orlando Hudson, for the Twins. How we doing today?
I'm doing great, sir. You know, come out here against the U.S. Cellular Field, man, and put another tough game against these White Sox tonight.
Well, you know, you guys in a tight race right now going back and forth. But we got a young audience out there we try to take behind the scenes. And we want to know, who is Orlando Hudson?
Man, it's a country boy from South Carolina, man. That's all. I love the game of baseball. I've been playing since I was 4 years old, man. Love to fish and hunt. And, you know, God bless me to be the position I'm in now.
So how did you wind up making it to be a major leaguer?
Hey, I tell you what, though, man. Being in the big leagues, man, has been unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? It's God's blessing. You know, it's God's blessing. And, you know, and won gold gloves and all-stars. And, you know, so it's been a childhood dream come true.
And, you know, I used to coach college baseball, and I started from 5 major league teams. And I would always tell my guys that the key to making it or having an opportunity is that you have to be seen. So how did you put your name on the map with the scouts?
It wasn't me. I'm from a small town. Anyway, I'm from the backwoods. All we got is NASCAR, you know. And we had a couple of guys that on a high school team that was being looked at, like my brother, and had like 2 or 3 other guys on the team. I was a freshman starting, you know, in varsity at that time. And they watched me all through high school, and I am now.
So what was the road like making it from high school to college to the big leagues?
Oh, man, it was a nice road, joyful road, man. Looking at so many great athletes that you like playing against, like, you know, I know he's going to the big leagues, and you see a lot of them fall by the wayside. Like, man, I wonder what happened in that situation, but been a blessing. Since high school, since college, took me 3.5 years to get to the big leagues, and 8.5 years later, I'm still here.
For those youngsters out there, what do you do to improve your hand coordination out there?
Oh, man, I do a lot of drills, you know, by me playing second base now and doing all that, you know, and I do a lot of hand drills. Do a lot of hand drills, one-handed drills, moving side to side, keeping my feet moving. I do a lot of backhand drills with my hand with one ball with no glove. I do a lot of stuff like that.
Now, a lot of kids think you guys just show up and walk out on the field and play baseball.
Oh, it don't happen like that. No, man. 7 o'clock game, I got here at 12 o'clock today. Uh-huh. Work out, you know, eat good, and, you know, get taped up a little bit, my ankles, and get a little treatment. You know, make sure my body good and loose to come out here and take batting practice at 5 o'clock, at 5:20. But, yeah, a lot of folks think it's just, you know, show and go. Nah, it ain't no show and go. They don't get to see behind the scenes.
What about the wear and tear of a 162-game schedule?
Oh, definitely. Oh, man. It's just not 162. You know, we got to realize we played 31 games during spring training also. So that's all. That's 190-something right there. Then and all of a sudden, you got a playoff, so you play over 200 games a year. But it's definitely a wear and tear on your body. But you got to, you know, stay in a hot tub, cold tub, man. Stay on your massages a little bit. Take care of yourself. You know, some people drink. You know, some people can get away with it, but I don't drink.
We can't say that on TV.
No, we can't. Some people drink, but I can't get away with that stuff, man. Some people like to have one every now and then, but it's just bad for your muscles, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, stay away from that kind of stuff. Or just go out and take care of your body.
So at what point did you know you were going to be drafted?
Oh, man. I was a freshman in high school. Yeah, I knew that then.
You knew it then?
Knew it then, yes, sir.
So take us back on draft day for those youngsters. When you found out you was drafted, what was your reaction?
Well, my dad pretty much calmed that down anyway. My dad told him that no matter what round he goes in, I'm not going to let my son, he's early. I'm not young, I'm not going to let him sign right now. I'm going to at least let him get a couple years of school in first. So, you know, that pretty much, you know, said to myself, I got to go to school some more. You know what I'm saying? But it was all good. Dad made the right decision, him and my mom. And to tell you what, man, draft day, I was in Myrtle Beach after graduation, and the Blue Jays called me and said, you know, that we're going to take you, and they drafted me. So that's what it was.
What round were you drafted?
Oh, man, I went to 33rd out of high school and 43rd out of college.
So when you got drafted, you went to the minor leagues.
Yeah.
And you got that call, you made it to the big leagues. What was that like?
Oh, it was an unbelievable feeling. You know, childhood dream came true. You know, I was in Ottawa, Canada. You know, we just won like 12-1 or something like that. So manager calls me in the office, and there it was, man. So congratulations. I want to see you back in the minor leagues again.
And when you walked in that locker room for the first time on the major league level and saw your uniform?
Oh, man. Got my locker, sat in the major league uniform, had a big smile on my face. But, you know, I couldn't do too much. The veterans don't like that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So sat there quietly, had fun with the guys, and went out and played a good game in Baltimore.
And 8 years later, you're still here?
Still here.
Coach, take you behind the scene with the man for the Twins, O.H.
A blast from the past. Go to our YouTube channel and become a subscriber. Just simply click on the subscribe button.